Well, let's move on to mandibles.
Come hither, Alice. Come have a bite. A nibble, a lick, and stay the night. You won't be complaining with me at your lips. Have a sip.
Okay, again, I find myself not rewarding a song for acing the optional challenge. You know, that first 50 seconds is difficult for me to endure. But otherwise, you know, this is really impressive. Like, I'm not totally sold on the key changes, but I'm going to vote for it anyway because it's so damn impressive. Chumpy, it's like us voting for Temnir in Spin Tunes. You know, it might not be my bag. It might not be my thing. But you have to recognize the talent and the effort and the intricacy of something like this. And again, they aced the optional challenge. So, you know, in the beginning of this review, I did say that I, you know, wasn't going to reward them for acing the optional challenge, but I am going to reward them for that. But I am still going to say that, holy cow, that first 50 seconds is painful.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that either. Like, it's really hard to not draw the listener in right away and to just make them wait almost a minute before you get to something that's, you know, more of a payoff. And during that 50 seconds, there's a lot of, you know, pan stereo whispering. It's not really my bag, but there's this clicking and popping sound in my right ear that's really bugging me, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it a finger snap? Is it a zero crossing? What is it? Why is it still there? It just made me on edge listening to it. And eventually some prettier singing kicks in and it gets a little bit more interesting, but it doesn't really open up till like almost 2 minutes in before it gets more energetic and I can sort of get into it. And it's like a minute 46, I think, is when it really starts to kick in. And by that point, I've tuned out. I'm negative. You gotta hook me with something before a minute 46. I mean, I appreciate the craft that went into it. There's definitely some pretty singing and some, you know, just some excellent technique, but you just can't go a minute 46 before giving the listener something that they can hook into. Or maybe you can. Maybe you just, it's not a pop song, clearly, but yeah, it just needs to get going faster.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, this was also one of those songs that I kind of admired, but didn't necessarily really like listening to. You know, I felt like it was very like skillfully performed and, you know, put together. And, you know, they absolutely did the best, I think, out of all these songs for the optional challenge. All those noises are clearly ASMR, you know, type sounds, or at least YouTube ASMR sounds, and, you know, incorporated in this kind of thought out, you know, musical way. But like, it, I don't know, it just made me feel kind of uncomfortable listening to it. And, you know, Cybronica's voice is great, but also, like, doesn't feel like it fits at all with kind of the rest of the concept of the song. You know, it's like you come in with this big operatic vocal over, like, somebody, like, whispering in your ear, and, like, it just feels kind of jarring to me. Like, I kind of liked that Alice hook, like, that whispered part. I don't know if that was one of the parts that you guys just hated because it was, you know, too mouth soundy, but I kind of liked that whispered part. But a lot of, you know, all these kind of layers of things kind of happening with that really close-up sound, just, I don't know, it made me feel kind of uncomfortable listening to it, like not super pleasant. But I did think that it was, you know, kind of well produced, I guess, for, you know, what it was going for. Like, they knew what they were going for and they achieved that, I think. And, oh, I forgot to play it for my cat. Like, people were talking about, like, whether it made their cats, like, happy or uncomfortable, and I forgot to play that for my cat. So I'll have to try that later.